Well, good morning, and happy Friday. And while I'm at it, happy October 20th. Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. I gotta start looking at the date before I start, right? The problem is Kevin turns the lights off and I go into sleepy mode.
Yeah.
And when you were in kindergarten and they'd have nap time, why did they not continue that throughout the rest of life?
That's what I would like to know, and I feel like I took it for granted as a kid.
You guys, the Italians did. They like stop everything at like 3 o'clock. They're just like, all right, we'll see you guys at 7.
But why don't we do that here, Kevin?
Because it's not cool, man.
But that doesn't help me that the Italians in Italy take naps if we live in America.
But what I'm saying is some adults do it, and it turns out it's stupid. It's a dumb thing to do.
That's not true.
It is when you're trying to get dinner, it's 5 o'clock, and all these places are like, well, come back at 7. That's ridiculous. And you're like, well, I have a flight tonight at 3:30 a.m.
It was designed for you to go home and be with your wife. That's what they used to do. Or mistress, depending on what time period you grew up in. Just throwing that out there. You're watching the Kind of Funny Morning Show. I'm your host, Nick Scarpino. Alongside me is my friend, confidant, and fellow alcoholic, Joey.
Oh my gosh, this is not the good kind of insight. I guess none of our jokes are good.
No, none of them are. It's okay. You haven't really been accepted into our little office here unless someone's given you a terrible, terrible
this
moniker.
This is true.
See, I'm the flip-flopper. You are
the alcoholic.
Kevin has been a number of things over the years.
None
of
which, not like.
None of which we will repeat. Not right now. Maybe later. No, there's a couple of them that we like. Kevin, what was your least favorite moniker? You know, he's just shaking his head. He doesn't want to go any.
I bet you I could guess.
Oh, I know exactly which one
fun
it was.
Fun fact, I wasn't shaking my head. I was eating Oreo tops.
Just the tops?
I don't like the middle.
Why do we have Oreos?
What are you, a monster?
I brought Oreos.
Who doesn't like
the
middle?
Did you bring the Oreos that are the mystery flavor that we're supposed to guess what kind of Oreos they are?
No, I brought Oreos from Kind of Funny Live 3.
Kind of Funny Live 3?
Yeah.
Kevin, that was in June.
Yeah. Oreos go bad? Get the fuck out.
Were they open?
No, they were closed.
They're fine.
And they're still crunchy.
Oreos have a half-life of like 200 years.
Yeah, well, as long as they weren't open, I was like, those are some janky-ass Oreos if you had an open bag of Oreos.
No, you can't leave them open.
It's also that really cool bag that like you pull up like the center of it and then you drop it and it like reseals. Fucking science, man.
Those are great. And did you ever get one of those bags where it doesn't have it? Like you're stuck in the fucking 90s, you have to open it up from the side, you're like, what is this shit?
Like
and slide it out, and you're like, oh, this is the worst technology ever. Listen here, Nabisco. You nailed it. You fucking nailed it. Don't revert back to the old dark ages, okay? Is it good?
It was a little bright.
A little bright?
It came in there.
Can you come down with it too? Come down a little bit?
Because I feel like I'm just gonna be you sit
just
up.
Come down
you
with
sit
it.
Up
just come down with it. Come down with a little bit more.
That's as low as I can go.
Just come down a little bit. Come down a little bit. Come down a little more.
I swear to God, when you sit up.
Come down a little bit more. A little bit more. A little bit more. That's perfect.
When you sit up.
Now listen, Nabisco. Here's what's going on, okay? Hey, shout out to whoever bought this hazelnut coffee.
That was me.
It's really good.
Because we were
really
out.
Good.
It was. This comes full circle because we were under the assumption that we had all of this normal coffee left.
Yeah.
And no, it's all the dumb bullshit decaf coffee that you bought. So then.
For those of you, listen, everyone, I'm not going to do the rigmarole. I feel like people have heard the rigmarole. No. It's Friday. Greg, it's going to be a casual Friday.
Is this the show? You're just arguing about Nick sitting up?
Well, I wasn't. That was a Kevin thing.
It's a good-looking shirt there, Joe.
Oh, hey. You know where you can get it?
Kindoffunny.com/store.
You know where you can get this really awesome shirt, too?
Nowhere yet.
No.
No, it's on kindoffunny.com/store.
Oh, it went live today?
Yeah. That's why I asked him to wear it.
No, this is what happened.
My plan was to wear it on Games Daily when it went live.
Do you not have it?
You can take this one.
No. Is it an XL?
Yeah.
I'm so hungover.
It's a large.
What did you do?
I drank too much wine with
it. Let me tell you what we did last night because I was included on this, whether I liked it or not.
You wanted to come party, man. Now, why didn't you want to come party?
I wanted to come party.
I'm not the one.
But I got a text that said, "Nick, come party," and then another text that said, "Nick, do not come party. They've shut the bar down. We are leaving. We're way too drunk." From your wife, Jen.
Yeah.
And then Jen said, "Disregard everything unless it's from me." Jen.
Sure.
And then there was another text that came through, and I forget, I think something called me a coward. Maybe you called me a coward for not coming out.
Sounds about right.
And then it started raining like crazy, and I'm like, I'm definitely not leaving now. That's the worst. I get a text from Greg. What do you, hey, send. What are you doing? Send. Right? And I'm like, oh God, what's going on? I was reading the rest of Southern Bastards, by the way, because I never finished it. It's actually really good. And I want to read, I want to borrow the other ones from you if you have them, because I think it's really good. And then I get a FaceTime message.
Oh no.
Now I'm in FaceTime. Jen FaceTime.
I'm in my jam jams, right? On my couch, cozied up, right? My wife's asleep. Everything's like closed in. It's nice and warm. And I'm reading Southern Bastards, and chaos ensues.
Oh,
this little
no.
portal. It is Greg, it's Jen, it's Tara Bruno, and I forget who was
it? Laura Muster.
Laura Muster.
You just, all you have to say is Tara Bruno, and that
you know
sets the stage.
And they were having a great time. I would say scale of 1 to 10 drunkenness, solid 10.
Oh.
Solid 10 happening, right? Greg gets Slurry Greg. You know, you ever seen Slurry Greg? Where he's like, I'm going to tell you what to do.
They've seen Slurry Greg.
Greg gets, and it was great. And I was like, dude, I actually was hoping that you guys were going to do it again tonight, because I would have come out.
Yeah.
Because you know me, though. Last night I was nestled, I was watching that, and then my plan was read the rest of Southern Bastards, I'm on the island, and then watch the rest of Time Cop that I was watching the night prior. I only had about a half hour left. It was going into the third act, right when they have the fight in the house, which went on way too long, but yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Of course.
Time Cop's a great movie.
Time Cop. Actually legitimately.
Predicted self-driving cars, one of the few future movies that actually got something right.
They did, and time travel.
Oh God, we're all wearing it.
It's available right now.
And look.
Like all these shirts are available on kindoffunny.com/store.
Everybody, someone take a picture of this, and today's episode will just be the shirt promo episode.
All right.
There you go.
Resell shirts.
Did you tell me Andy's sick?
Andy is sick. Everyone's getting sick today. Andy was feeling ill yesterday. He blamed. So here's the deal. Andy blamed his illness on me. He said,
why?
You drank out of my glass, you got me sick.
Oh, that's right, but you're not sick.
I'm not sick, though. So there's the flaw in his stupid fucking logic.
It doesn't make any sense.
Where he was like, Nick, you drank out of my cup yesterday. You must have gotten me sick. And I'm like, but I'm not sick.
That doesn't make any sense.
What you might be asking yourself is, maybe you are sick, Nick, and you just don't realize because you have the body and the brain and the soul of a champion.
This
and even
true.
Your immune system is champion right now.
But you don't have the belt of a champion.
I don't. And if Greg weren't a coward, he'd put that belt on the line right now. And if I actually
you challenged him?
No, I'm not going to challenge him because it's too many championship things in a row.
We have to plan this. I feel like we have to scheme a little bit and figure out.
Well,
what
now we have a commissioner.
Him.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but congratulations to Xavier Woods. He has been nominated and put through as the commissioner of the Kind of Funny World Championship.
Thank you
League.
For voting.
There
Thank you
are.
For participating.
What is the official thing called? It's Kind of Funny World Championship. Is it a league?
Oh, it's a very long name. It's the Kind of Funny World Championship Gatorade League.
Gatorade League. But is it a league?
Power Up League.
Are we a league?
We have league in our name twice, so I feel like we have to be a league.
Are we a federation? Like the World is the World Wrestling Federation?
Can we be the Gatorade League, Power Up League Federation?
Yeah, I think we should stay away from anything that has to do with Confederate or a federation, probably. Or Fed. Or Fed.
Just the Fed.
Cool Greg brings
general.
A good point. No Fed.
What other type of grouping can we be?
We could be a gang, but I feel like a gang is not official. It's kind of just a thing we do on the weekends. Okay. You know, I want this to be an official thing. If we're gonna sell a T-shirt, it should be official.
Did I just like spill coffee?
I don't know what just happened.
I
Somehow
don't know either.
You arced coffee onto your laptop, which do you want me to get you a different laptop?
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's not charged.
I'm happy.
So
for
I'm
your
using
laptop.
This one. Yeah.
So we had a couple housekeeping things. Obviously the shirts are for sale today. If you guys want a Games Daily shirt or you want one of these cool three-quarter length sleeve
baseball
t-shirts.
It's still baseball season.
We're digging them.
Even though you should
go
get
over to kindoffunny.com/store and get you one. I love, by the way, this is my new favorite shirt. It's you can't tell maybe from the
Can
picture.
Can we get this one?
But it is a heather gray.
It's like a heather.
It's a heather black actually. And you know I love heathered things.
We
I
specifically
like the movie Heathers.
Oh,
I like my Heather Gray t-shirt, and now I like my Heather Black t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's really cool, and I have a prediction that we're going to start printing more things on these blanks because I like this material.
I do, too. They're very comfortable.
It's very comfortable. I like how it hangs a little bit more, and I also like that when my wife goes, hey, you have too many black shirts, I go, this is a Heather black shirt. This is a completely different black shirt. She literally goes through my closet every day. She's like, do you need all these? I have the Scarpino Gettys 2018
Still?
Or 2016 shirt. Yeah.
Do you ever wear it?
No, because it's a medium, and I don't like how it grabs my muffin top.
Mm.
Don't like that.
Feel the plastic on it. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah, the print on it?
That's when they used to do that deep, that, like, thick print. I don't like that either.
No.
Second housekeeping thing, Greg's cancer panel is up from PAX West. He did it at PAX West, right? And this was his, you know, it's been 5 years he's celebrating being cancer-free. He tells the story. He wore a nice suit. We shot it very nicely. Go over, check it out if you guys are interested. It's a really, really good panel, so I understand. I haven't watched it yet myself.
I watched it last night.
Greg looks great in that suit. Did you watch it last night?
I did watch it last night, and it was really good.
It shot well. We reached out to some best friends and said, "Hey, we need someone to come shoot this panel." And I forget who it was that said they'd do it, but they did a good look. From the looks of it, it looks like they did a great job.
It's awesome.
We should probably get them paid. I'll text Greg about that.
Add it to the list.
Reminder.
What do we have?
Do we need to pay those people?
I think we do. Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Cool. Let's see. Next thing. Probably the top housekeeping thing right now that we have to talk about is that Andy and I are starting a new podcast.
Wait, what?
We are starting a new. This is official news, and by official, I mean it's not probably going to happen. Our new podcast is going to be the Geostorm podcast. Now, if you're familiar with this, there's a new movie coming out this week called Geostorm.
I'm very excited for Geostorm.
Everyone's really? Very excited.
I love disaster movies.
I fucking love disaster movies too. Now, my hope is that it reaches at least the Core level. Do you remember the Core with Aaron Eckhart and Hilary Swank? Where they had to burrow. Oh, you gotta watch the core. They had to go to the center of the Earth and restart the Earth's core with nuclear weapons.
This does not sound familiar, and I feel like this is a huge hole.
Are you kidding me?
Damn. I'm looking right now. What happened to our?
Wait, hold on.
What?
I was trying to do something fun.
Oh, I know. So with disaster movies, I feel like they always come out in pairs. And there's two that are, like, you get your Deep Impact and you get your Armageddon.
Well, okay. Stop.
Okay. You get your Dante's Peaks, you get your Volcanoes.
Thank you. Okay. Because to compare the seminal work that was Armageddon to Deep Impact, which, by the way, actually pretty good film, but not Armageddon, okay?
But they came out in pairs.
Well, everything does. Hollywood always does. Remember when Tombstone came out and then like a minute later Wyatt Earp came out and everyone's like, Wyatt Earp's kind of a better movie.
Really?
Wyatt Earp was actually a better movie, but Tombstone was just way more entertaining.
Yeah.
And it had Kurt Russell in it.
Awesome.
And it had Bill Paxton.
Did I tell you what's playing tomorrow at...
I'll be your Huckleberry.
At whatchamacallit? At Alamo? They're playing The Thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay.
But they're playing The Thing in 70mm.
Woo!
So I think I want to go. But it's like at 12:15 in the afternoon.
70mm?
Joey, I'm down.
Okay.
I want to do that.
I'll let you know. And I also haven't really looked at tickets. But we were talking about it last night.
Yeah, he was really excited, Joey. You're breaking his heart.
I should probably do that.
So the big question is...
Anyways.
And Andy, if you're watching, we have to pick a name for this podcast. So we'll probably put up a poll.
Okay.
Now, Elise Willems from Funhouse, our good friends over there, she said she'd like to be a part of this as well.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if she's going to be flying up every week for this or Skyping in.
This is a weekly podcast.
I think, if it were up to me, it'd be a daily podcast because I feel like Geostorm is that important.
It's a seminal film of 2017.
It is a movement.
It's a movement.
Andy's name for it was Storm Chasers.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like there's something already called Storm Chasers.
There is. I think there was a show called Storm Chasers. Okay. It doesn't matter. We don't care about copyright infringement in this office.
Okay.
Elise said it should be the Storm Watch.
Ooh.
Okay, because we've watched the Geostorm.
Yeah.
My suggestion, me throwing a suggestion in the bucket, Twister. Because I love that movie.
Such a good movie.
It's just a great movie. Right?
I think if I were to rank them, I would rank them as Twister. Because, obviously.
Didn't see that coming, honestly. I thought you were going to say Stormwatch.
Stormwatch
is definitely better.
Twister, honestly, just hits me right in the feels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Twister is one of those movies that every time it's on TV, I have to watch it.
Every time.
It's just always on. Sitting through commercials, I own the damn movie. I can just go put the damn movie in.
It doesn't matter.
But there's something about when it's on TV
I've said it before. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again.
Okay.
You can go to the zoo, you see a monkey, right? Mm-hmm. There's a difference between seeing a monkey in a zoo where you know you can always see it mm-hmm. and seeing it in its natural habitat. And catching a movie on AMC mm-hmm. or on a network television is like seeing a monkey in its natural habitat.
Yeah.
You're just like, I gotta watch this thing, right?
I can't look away.
Isn't the theater their natural habitat and TV shows?
I mean, same difference, right? Actually, what it really boils down to is this. I'm already on my couch. The movie's already on. I don't want to get up and put the button again.
Because
then I'm like, do I really want to watch it from the beginning? And it's like right here. I'm not going to fast forward. There's only been a handful of times where I've been watching a movie and gone, you know what, I really want to watch this again. I'm going to go find it on Amazon or find it on Netflix. But it has to be there. I can't get off my couch.
No.
I'm not trying to go to a Blockbuster Entertainment, you know, Blockbuster Video Store, yeah, and get the DVD or the Blu-ray or whatever the 4K
or the VHS back in the day.
God, I miss that. I miss that.
And it was fun to just like walk around and see all your selections.
I spent hours in Blockbuster videos.
Hours?
Before. Yeah. Just hanging out with my friends, looking at videos, like going through all up and down the aisles, just looking at them. And so it was, dare I say, the blading through Netflix before Netflix was a thing.
That's 100% true.
That's what it was. There were times when I went to Blockbuster just to feel at home, and I wouldn't even rent anything. Largely because I owed them so much money. They were like, sir, you can't, we physically
will
not
fucking
rent anything.
Like the old DVDs?
No, I mean, I used to just not bring them back. I had roommates that wouldn't bring them back, I should say. I was always, you know, I can't break rules. I would always bring them back on time. Yeah. But my roommates, like my buddy Brennan, would just be like, I'd be like, when did you get this copy of this random Tom Selleck made-for-TV movie?
Oh, Tom Selleck, though.
You know, he did all those movies. And then he was like, I don't know, fucking, who cares? And remember, there was a tipping point when Blockbuster knew that they had been given their death blow, and they knew they were on their way out, where they were basically just like, you'd rent a movie, they'd be like, just keep it. Just keep it. Well, because it used to be a huge late fee.
Yeah.
And then if you stole a VHS copy of something, they would charge you like $100.
$100?
They would charge you what they, I guess, movie studios charged them to buy the copies. It was like $100 per copy. And
that's
then they had
crazy
to keep writing them out. Yeah.
I feel like they used to get them first.
What's that?
Before they were available in like stores.
Oh, like there was like an exclusivity.
Oh yeah, I mean they would get them for. I mean they. I can't remember what the deal was. I never worked at a Blockbuster, but I know that they would charge you a lot of money if you stole one. And then it got to a point where it was like, well, you can keep them for 2 days, then three
days.
Well,
they have all the different colors of like these are the 2 day rentals,
right,
these
exactly
are the 7 day.
Then when the DVDs started coming out, they were like a little crazy about it again. But then it just got to a point where they were like, keep it for however long you want, and then bring it back. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're dead. Chances are when you come back, the door will be closed.
Locked.
Just see if you slide it through. But if you can't slide it through, just take the DVD and throw it out. We don't care anymore. I had so many friends that had DVD collections that were gorgeous, and then every third was just a white label,
yep,
that said Walker, Texas Ranger Season 3 or whatever the fuck it was, you know?
Season 3, Disc 5.
Yeah, Disc 5. You're like, what the fuck? Why did I get off on that tangent?
We're talking about Geostorm and Twister.
Right. So yeah, you're right. They do come out. I don't think there's a second one though. I think it's just Geostorm right now.
No, not yet.
There will be another disaster when it comes out. Oh, I'm sorry. The trifecta. Yeah, the trifecta. This is where I hope it is. The Core is number two for me. The Core is one of the best, stupidest disaster movies ever made.
I'm gonna rent this weekend.
You should rent it, and I'm gonna give you the one shot on this.
Okay. Right,
I'm gonna give you the quick little synopsis of this. Right. Crazy shit starts happening, right? Because the Earth is ceasing to spin. Because the Core, whatever happens in the Core is not happening anymore, right? So like all the explosions that are happening in the Earth's Core are slowing down, and it's fucking up the ecosystem. Birds start freezing and flying planes. I don't know. There's no science behind
magnetism.
It. We lose magnetism. That's what's happening. We've lost our magnetism.
No longer protected from the solar.
We're no longer protected from the solar. Thank you, Kevin.
That's a lot of information.
So Aaron Eckhart, who figured this out, and a team of highly advanced scientists have develop a ship that can burrow to the center of the Earth and put a bunch of nuclear bombs in succession so that they blow up and it restarts the spinning of the Earth's core. Okay? Then they gotta get out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the core. Okay. Not to be confused with The Day After Tomorrow.
Very different.
Which is the top, in my opinion, disaster movie.
Really?
Day After Tomorrow, Dennis Quaid, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one where they're like stuck in the library.
So I forget why this happens, but we said there's just this massive fucking ice storm that happens to North America, and everyone has to run away from it. And Jake Gyllenhaal figures out that if you go into the middle part of a library, you're fine.
Yeah.
You can exist. Then the wolves come. And then Dennis Quaid goes, I have to go find my son. Instead of saving the world, I have to find my son. So he and his friend trek all the way across New York, sure.
I think they're New York.
And then they find each other. And then the ice just thaws out. They don't actually even solve it. I think it just... Well, yeah, if I remember correctly, at the end of The Day After Tomorrow, there's just a title card that says, everyone had to move to Mexico.
And the waters
Mexico,
receded.
No, it wasn't even that. It was like the entire middle part of America was just frozen. And so basically we had to agree to like absolve all debt that Mexico owes to us so all of us could move to Mexico and Mexico becomes like a superpower. And Canada becomes like an even bigger superpower than it is. Is Canada a superpower, Kevin?
Wait, Canada? I don't think so. Canada is fine. No, you think so? No, Canada is not a superpower.
Is it?
No.
Are we a superpower?
Yes.
Is China a superpower?
Yeah.
Where does North Korea rank in the superpower listings?
Not good.
Not very high.
Not good either.
But. I don't think China's a superpower.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they are. They have to be, right?
I don't think that they are.
They own half of the United States.
They're affecting their global economy.
I know, like, I'm pretty sure they own our nukes. I think they made our nukes. They own half our nukes.
They definitely didn't make our nukes. We made our nukes.
Did we?
And we told everybody else, stop. Don't make these.
Right.
Don't make them.
It's pretty cool. It's like when you have a car and you don't want your buddies to get a car so that you can control everything that people do and always can go everywhere. It's like being a little control freaky. So look out for that. It'll probably be called Twister. It might be called Storm Watch or Storm Chasers. I don't know. Elise, I do know, is 100% in, though. Mm. So tweet at her right now and be like, congratulations on your new podcast, Storm Watch. We can't wait to hear it. It's going to be amazing. We'll either Skype her in or fly her in every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be the dream.
I'd fucking love that.
Elise is best.
No, the dream would be if we lived in L.A. And then they could just come over. I know it does, but everyone cool is down there.
But L.A. sucks.
Kevin, can I get a hell yeah for L.A.?
Yeah, let's do it.
Kevin doesn't want to move to L.A.
Kevin wants to move to L.A.
You want to move to L.A.?
He likes L.A.
I was pushing. I don't like L.A. I want to make this clear. I do not like L.A.
I just L.A.
Nobody
sucks.
Likes L.A. Nobody that lives in L.A. likes L.A. They like the lifestyle of L.A. But nobody actually likes L.A. I like L.A.
I just moved from Southern California.
You're fine. We're not moving.
No, I know. But we could move. I like that San Francisco is small enough that you can just Uber around, you can get everywhere in 20 minutes, not a big deal.
China is a superpower.
Thanks, Kev.
LA, there's no way you can get across LA in less than 45 minutes.
Fucking sucks, man.
Good day with no traffic.
It's true.
And
we get a lot more done in San Francisco, I will say that.
Yeah.
My life is a lot more efficient in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night, for instance, hung out with my wife during mm-hmm. the day, worked from home mm-hmm. after the podcast, got some errands done,
mm-hmm.
was like, I'm wrapped, it's 4:00. Got in my car, drove over to an open mic. I was there by 4:15. Done by 6:30, drove down the road, literally a half a mile down the road to mm-hmm. my gym, did a workout, was home by 7:30, made turkey bacon for dinner.
Just turkey bacon?
I had some egg. Sometimes I like to have breakfast for dinner.
Breakfast for dinner is the best because breakfast is the best type of meal ever.
Incorrect.
What?
Breakfast is good. It's not the best meal.
I think that it is.
Now, Greg, let me ask you a question. You're pretty.
How did I get these guns?
No.
You look good in that shirt. You should wear that shirt.
No.
I like it.
No?
As you know, Andy and I are starting a new podcast centered around the film Geostorm coming out this weekend.
I heard about
this. With Gerard Butler. Now, we're thinking about making a daily podcast.
A daily podcast about one movie with Gerard Butler.
About Gerard Butler. Elise Willems from Funhouse, totally in, says she will fly up every day to do it, but we need a good name for it. Now, her name for it is Stormwatch, which I think is solid. I think it's strong.
Okay.
Andy wants Storm Chasers.
Storm Tracker?
Ooh, you're throwing a fucking curveball into the mix. Storm Tracker's good.
Just call it Doppler.
Doppler. We'll call it Doppler.
That makes a lot
colon,
of sense, though.
The Geostorm podcast. My suggestion was just calling it Twister. And it could also be about Twister, the movie.
Okay, sure, yeah.
I was felt bad for the cow in the air.
Another cow.
Oh, that would be a funny podcast, actually. The disaster movie podcast, where you just every week you talk about a new disaster movie.
I mean, can we just turn that into required viewing on Friday?
We could. We could just make that a bit every week here. But we're so terrible about the required viewing. I think this Friday was supposed to be that one that Cool Greg wants us to watch.
This was like 12 Fridays ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's required viewing for you right now.
Yeah.
This passed me by, but it's got Gia in it and Mike Drucker in it. This is congratulations to Dana and Ashley. You should throw this up,
sure,
Kev.
Yeah,
big old.
It's a video here. Mark seems to be.
You want me to play it with audio?
Yeah, play it.
Ooh, frog it.
But it gets better. Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't hear anything.
No, none of us can.
While you're doing that, Frog and Bullfish says, "Call it the Disaster Cast."
Oh.
That's really
doing
good.
Disaster Cast yet?
I'm sure there is someone, actually. But do we care?
Why is it so quiet?
Because Mark Freeman's a quiet man.
He's not. I met him.
Oh, well, he's quiet. He doesn't have a... whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm too hungover for this. Play the fucking game.
I'm trying to.
You really know.
Congratulations. It's Mark Freeman here. When I heard you conceived of Kind of Funny Life 3, I knew...
These people fucked at Kind of Funny Life 3 and then they got a baby.
Please.
This is a video about them revealing the baby, but more importantly, they fucked at Kind of Funny
3. You
like at the event?
And apparently you conceived a child there, hopefully during my set, and hopefully it was because my set was that good.
Congratulations, Dana and Ashley, on your gender reveal. Children are a blessing.
So I just wanted to give a shout out to David and Ashley, but more importantly, the fact that they fucked Kind of Funny Life 3 and made a baby.
I feel like more people should have fucked Kind of Funny Life 3. I tried to have sex with my wife in the backstage area, like a rock star. No, she just was like, no, thank you. But we did eat pizza afterwards, so that is kind of like sex, right?
It is kind of like,
yeah, totally. Yeah. That's a win-win right there.
That is a win-win.
We tried to get pizza last night. Pasquale's closed already.
Oh, no.
Then we went into Yancey's, ordered two whiskeys. Literally, I had one sip, and Jen's like, let's go home. And I'm like, all right.
That, by the way, pizza and whiskey, opposite. Those are four opposites.
Well, you know, carbs.
They are both carbs. Yeah.
Can't even argue with that.
All right, let's gloss over the news here. I don't even feel like really tough.
There's not a lot of great news. Can we just talk about more disaster movies?
Yeah, we'll get back to that in a second. A couple quick news stories. Scott Hayes is in talks to join Tom Hardy in Venom. Exclusive. I don't know who Scott Hayes is.
I don't know
who's going to be in Venom.
I'm not even sure
they're still making the Venom movie. But the story goes on to read.
Tell us in the article who Scott Hayes is.
Yes, scroll down, Kevin, because I'm not opening this up on my computer. Just scroll down.
It's open in front of you.
I don't have it open in front of me. I have to click into it. Scott Hayes, who appeared this month.
Kevin!
Scott Hayes, who appeared.
It's still legible.
I fucking hate Kevin.
Next news story. Spinal Tap actors file amended complaint, seek ability to reclaim copyrights. I'm not going to read this, I'll just paraphrase it. They're suing Vivendi Universal Music Group for what they feel they are being owed. But the most important thing is they're trying to reclaim the copyrights because it's been 35 years. And that would be great because
I would love
to see another Spinal Tap movie with these guys.
This is Spinal Tap. Like the later years.
Yeah, how fucking great would that be?
That would be awesome. And I feel like with American Vandal and like these parody.
It could be things. Like imagine Spinal Tap on Netflix. If they just gave him some money and said make another Spinal Tap whatever you want.
Don't get my hopes up here, Nick.
Don't
get my hopes up.
It would be so good. Oh, I want it. Let's go into this next one. This is actually a little bit of an older story. I meant to read it a few days ago, but we didn't get the time for it. Heath Ledger asked Christian Bale to hit him for real in The Dark Knight.
Hmm.
I like this little bit of tidbit. I'll read this story.
I don't think I've...
Have you not read this?
I haven't read this. I haven't even seen this pop up in the internet. But I like Heath Ledger a lot.
I apologize. This is not the story that I thought it was. This is actually the full story, the full interview, which is great.
Oh, that's even better. Is there a video of this, or is this just like a transcription?
I apologize. I clicked on the wrong link here. There was at one point he was saying that Heath Ledger was really fun to work with because he got really into the role. So he was obviously a little bit method, so when he was on set, he would be totally Joker, right? And he would be in it. And then outside of it, he was like, he's just a really cool guy. And Bale really appreciated that. He said Bale's approach to Batman was like, let's approach this like it's a real role, not a comic book role. I'm not going to do this like comic booky version. I'm actually going to get into the character. And Ledger did the same thing as well.
Interesting.
So Ledger wasn't trying to play the comic book Joker. He just wanted to play a guy that was seriously deranged and like just wanted to watch the world burn. And as part of that, during their interrogation scene, which was the first scene they filmed together.
I didn't know that.
Which is crazy, yeah. He goes, I want you to go like as hard as you want. Like, just hit me. You should hit me for real. And Bale's like, Bale's like, I really appreciated the his basically like commitment to the role. And he goes, I didn't want to hit him, but he was like, he wanted to make it real. So I just thought
that was
really
cool.
I liked that. I liked that both those guys, and you can see why the movie was so good. And maybe hint, it's a little bit of a lesson learned for some people making superhero movies now, which is that you should treat these like real movies.
Yeah.
And that's why Nolan was so good, because he made a real movie that just happened to be centered around a guy that dresses like a bat and a dude that you don't know where he comes from. And
especially that's where it is. God, so coming good. Off the like campy like Batman and Robin and stuff like
you
that.
You love Batman.
I
and
do,
Robin,
but it's like a totally different take on it, which I also appreciate. But
I feel like the problem with The Dark Knight is that once we went Dark Knight, it's hard to go back.
Yeah.
Once you showed people what that could really be, then I feel like we've been chasing that ever since.
Yeah.
Even Rises has been chasing that. Like, we just can't ever get, we're never gonna, are we ever gonna get close to that?
I don't know. But I don't know that that's a bad thing necessarily.
I feel like Logan got close.
Oh, Logan was so good.
Logan was
good. Did you ever see the black and white version that they did?
No.
I didn't either, but I wanted to.
Why did they do a black and white version?
I don't know. Artistic.
It looked really
direction.
Cool.
It did look like did they do a trailer?
They did a black and white version of Mad Max too, right?
I feel like they did, yeah.
Or was it just orchestra, like no talking?
Don't know. Man, I have to go back and watch Fury Road. Fury Road was so
I've never good. Seen it.
Oh, you should watch it. I think it's on. I think it's still on Netflix.
Matt, yeah.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great. It's very simple. It's a very simple movie, but it's fucking awesome. And Charlize Theron is awesome in it.
I do love her.
Awesome in it. And Tom Hardy's a G. Let's go into the section I like to call Out This Weekend.
Out This Weekend.
Out This Weekend. Let's bring up the RT meter. Here we go. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Lovely, thanks for coming back. Out This Weekend, of course, Geostorm, which we will be seeing.
I really want to see it.
We'll be seeing that. That's everyone's required viewing for this weekend. Spoilers, I probably won't see it this weekend.
I was like,
because my wife wants to go see it in a different movie, and I only have one movie in me. But I feel like Geostorm, if Andy's feeling up to it,
yeah.
Ooh, how about this?
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow night. What do you guys do tomorrow night?
A lot of movies.
I don't think I have
plans
on.
Yeah, we've
night.
Seen all of them though, Kevin, because we didn't go on vacation
no,
for 14
There's a lot of
weeks.
Movies coming out tomorrow.
The oh, wait, The Killing of a out. Sacred Deer comes out tomorrow?
I guess so.
That one looked really good too.
Okay. Does it have
that one's really
someone hijacking no. our high tech weather system and attacking no. Earth with weather?
It actually does.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it's. Before,
is this the one where people like lose the ability to walk? I think that's Killing
Let me
of
see.
A Sacred
click
Deer.
On, no. Click on The Killing of a Sacred Deer, Kevin. Let's
I'm
see
pretty
what
sure.
This.
It's more like one guy's a surgeon and I think he killed this kid's family. Like he killed the dad or something.
We'll scroll down. Let's
and
see
the
what
kid
this
goes
is.
In revenge.
I think it's the one.
Why does. See, I don't like this guy. I don't like movies that don't even have a synopsis in there. They're so indie.
Well, does.
What is that, Nicole Kidman?
Yeah. It's an art
I don't know
film.
If I don't know how I feel about this at all.
Does Rotten Tomatoes do synopsis?
They usually have a little, don't they usually have a little bit of what the movie's about?
I'm thinking about
click on
it.
Happy
Steven,
Death Day.
A charismatic surgeon, is forced to make an unthinkable sacrifice after his life starts to fall apart when the behavior of a teenage boy he has taken under his wing turns sinister. Sounds like a Joey-ass movie.
That does sound like a Joey-ass movie. That sounds like a thriller. I don't want to watch that. I'd rather watch Geostorm.
I also want to see Geostorm.
Killing Gunter?
I don't know, but it's got Schwarzenegger in it. Click
is
on it.
Is that Schwarzenegger?
It's got to be Schwarzenegger, right? Schwarzenegger's only... Yeah, there he is. Schwarzenegger went from being... This is what I love about Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he's still kicking.
Yeah.
He went from being the one of the highest grossing actors of all time as far as blockbusters in the 80s to what's going on with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 90s to, okay, he's gracefully exited...
Yeah.
Movies, mm-hmm. right? And now he's going to go into politics. That makes sense. He's going the way of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Maybe, unfortunately, he's not a natural born citizen, so he can't run for president, but he can still be governor.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that works, but apparently...
That's a thing.
We're fine letting people, foreigners, be governors, but they can't be presidents. I don't know. I don't know why. Doesn't matter.
Who knows?
And then, somewhere along the line, he goes, I don't like politics anymore.
Going
I'm
going
to come back
roots.
To movies. But I'm going to do movies that are like super B-level movies.
Yeah, but he's embraced it, which I kind of appreciate. Like he kind of knows, I think, that his time in blockbuster movies has
it is,
expired.
But I'm always so fascinated about this. I'm fascinated
is this
about this.
Going back to like the Pauly Shore thing?
Well, I've been on this planet for a while,
mm-hmm.
right? And I remember the 80s very distinctly. At mm-hmm. least I remember my version of the 80s. Which is a great time.
The rose-colored glasses.
I'm very
version.
Much seeing the 80s through rose-colored glasses. But I watched Time Cop last night. And Time Cop is actually, call it what you will, it's a cheesy action movie, but it's a yeah. well-made action movie. Mm-hmm. And Jean-Claude Van Damme, I just remembered how big of a star he was back
oh,
then.
Yeah.
Then he did Sudden Death like right afterward. And you're like, oh, I don't know what's going on. And then he just went on a spiral of just Ooh. Down, down, down movies. Now, I think in his case, he just kept making the same movie over and over again, and time changed, and he just got out of it. I think it might be the same for Schwarzenegger, where he just kept making... Actually, no, I think Schwarzenegger's case, he started doing different movies.
Because he did, like, Twins and stuff like that.
Twins, he went into comedy, which is smart.
All the way.
He did. He started off with, of course, one of the best Schwarzenegger movies, Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then he did Jingle All the Way, right, did Twins. I did Junior, which I feel like might have been the misstep there.
Why? I really liked
Junior's
Junior.
Junior's fucking awesome. You sound like a lunatic right now.
So that's when he gets pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I really liked
it. So
you were
weird.
Twins? Twins was so good.
Twins was great.
Man, Danny DeVito, he's someone who's made a comeback with It's Always Sunny.
First off, Danny DeVito never went away. Okay.
There were some
no,
dark
yeah,
years.
He went away. After Twins, he went away.
Did he go away for a while?
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, I feel like he ended up being the butt of a lot of jokes, I feel like, for a while. He made that appearance randomly in an episode of Friends as a cop stripper, and then... It's a true thing.
Jingle All the Way was definitely the end of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Was it? Yeah. Batman and Robin was a big movie, but
he was awful in it.
Yeah, you're right. Jingle All the Way, that was it.
End of Days, did you watch End of Days?
No.
I did watch End of Days. Gabriel Byrne's the devil. And he End of Days was a big misstep because he was trying to be a serious actor in that. He was trying to be like, I'm going to be brooding and serious, and it's not good. It wasn't good. Collateral Damage, again, same problem. He was in the Rundown. That's right. He was a bar patron. And then there was Terminator.
And then it came back to the Expendables.
Yeah,
where he just embraces that.
Terminator 3 was when it started getting absurd. Right? Terminator 3 was like, okay, he's a caricature of himself now.
Yeah.
And then the Expendables was like, I'm diving in. I know what I'm at right now. Sabotage was a weird ass movie.
Sabotage. That just makes sense.
Let's see, what else? Terminator Genesis.
Too, Joey, yeah.
And then Killing Gunther. What? Click on Killing Gunther.
One of our best friends in the chat says it's awful, and he's a big Arnold.
Group of eccentric assassins are fed up with Gunther, the world's greatest hitman, and decide to kill him. But their plans turn into a series of bungled encounters, as Gunther seems to always be one step ahead.
This sounds terrible.
Yeah. Who else is in it? Can you scroll?
Let's see. Colby Smulders is in it?
Oh, I love her. And Taron Killam. Killam, whatever.
Who's Taron Killam?
These are all... So he was on SNL with Bobby Moynihan.
Okay. Bobby Moynihan, I always get confused with Horatio Sanz. Every time. I thought for the longest time.
The same
that,
person.
No, I thought that everything that Horatio Sanz did, I was actually Bobby Moynihan.
Oh.
I was like, oh, he's way funnier than Horatio Sanz.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, I don't know. I like Horatio Sanz.
Nah, they're both pretty funny. Still want to see Happy Death Day.
Me too.
I'm going to throw that out there. I think that might be a good movie, but I guarantee it's one of those. It
I
might
just
be one of
those
that I wait for next Halloween Netflix. Kevin, you need to see Blade Runner, The Forwarder.
Yep.
Coming in mid-tier there at 59%. Don't know how I feel
Which
about that.
Still excited
That's
to
the Jackie
see it.
Chan movie.
Oh, that's
Jackie
right.
Jackie Chan back mm-hmm. in his element.
That's been out for a week. It's still kicking.
Still there.
It fucking dominated. I don't even think the studio thought it was going to do that well. It destroyed everything. Which is very cool. Only the Brave is supposed to be a good movie, too. That's the firefighter movie. I kind of want to see that this weekend.
That looks good. Yeah. I kind of want to see American Made.
Oh, yeah.
What's American Made?
That's the Tom Cruise movie. And the thing is, everyone loves this movie, but it's just flying under the radar. No pun intended.
87.
Kevin, I'm going to pitch you on this movie. It's about the true life story of a drug smuggler.
Oh, I know which movie it is now. Yeah. Cool. I'm in. Cool, Greg. You want to try to go watch this movie?
Corey likes drugs.
Cool, Greg. Do you want to get me another cup of that hazelnut coffee?
Damn.
So, I personally not a huge Tom Cruise fan.
What?
But
I am though. I love it.
Modern Tom Cruise. But I saw Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Pleasantly surprised at how much I enjoyed that.
Here's what I need you to do.
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay. Yeah. Don't watch the second one.
Okay. Is that where
the first one is really a cool action movie?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, by the way, I stand by. I love Tom Cruise. I think he is still one of the best movie stars out there. The goddamn guy delivers every single time for me, with the rare exception of Jack Reacher 2. Which I think is just a movie that just lost funding halfway through.
Yeah.
Because you can tell budget-wise, they must have had a third of the budget of Jack Reacher. But the first Jack Reacher is really cool.
Yeah.
He's kind of nomadic bum that just kind of lives off of the earth, like Kane from Kung Fu, and then comes in and just solves people's problems. Yeah, which makes no sense, but whatever. Obviously based on the popular book series that I have never read.
Nope. Didn't know it was a book series.
But I remember I was super excited about the second one. I was like, this is going to be awesome, and it was bad.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Bad. Colby Smulders is in it, and that's awesome.
I love her. Nick, did you watch Going Clear?
Clear, yes. The Scientology documentary?
On HBO.
How has no one made a movie based off of like how Tom Cruise has been treated by them?
Because I think it's such a taboo subject, and I think they still have a lot of power in Hollywood.
But like,
and Tom Cruise is still in Scientology.
Yeah.
This is the problem.
Yeah.
Him and Travolta, right?
No, but it sounds like, at the end of it sounds like Travolta was kind of done with them.
I don't know, but if you guys, I follow, I don't follow her. I've heard Leah Remini.
Yeah.
Oh, have you watched her show?
I haven't watched her show yet, but I've heard her on, when she was
really
promoting
good.
That show, she went on Rogan's podcast and talked about that, and the shit she went through with the Scientologist was crazy.
You should watch her show.
Crazy.
It's so good.
That shit scares me. It scares me that, people, that there are people who are vulnerable and look at that and are trying to find a place to belong, and Scientology will prey on those people.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I don't like anything organized religion-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I feel like for all, like I'm not gonna compare Scientology to Catholicism because I feel like I just don't wanna get into that apples and oranges right now, but I just feel like a lot of these cult-like organizations prey on weak-minded people or prey on people who are in need, and that's just despicable to me.
Yeah,
it's very despicable.
It's super crazy, like the progression through Scientology, this where you're taking all these classes and then you reach some level and they're like, oh, just kidding, all of these things that you took, we've redone, totally, and you have to retake. It's like,
it's complete bullshit.
So crazy.
It's a fucking pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
And it's a pyramid scheme where the people at the top are totally preying on the people around them, and it is disgusting and it's despicable. And I totally understand the mental state of people that want to belong to that. They want to find some place. They want to find something that validates them. And I totally get that. Yeah, they want community. I mean, obviously, we have a community. We love this community. We're addicted to this community as well. Except this community doesn't.
Sometimes we're kind of cultish.
We're very cultish, but we're cultish in like, hey, we want to bolster each other up and make sure people achieve their dreams.
I don't think we're cultish enough,
guys. I'd like to be more.
We need a compound. I've been saying that for years, literally years.
Kevin. I'm gonna throw this out at you. Compound, great option. Mobile. Yacht that is in international waters that doesn't have to adhere to laws.
That is just what Scientology did.
Is that?
It worked for him for a while. Yeah, he did. He was getting busted by the government for tax evasion, I think it was. And so he lived in a boat for like 10 years because it was international
waters.
I don't understand how international law is a thing. Can you just go out into the middle of the ocean and commit a crime and no one can touch you?
I mean, I think when you get back somewhere, like, depending on what the crime is, they can touch you. Like, if you murder someone, you still murder them when you get back to the U.S.
DJ but Kendo who's in charge of, like,
the jurisdiction of it?
Well, I would assume wherever you live, right?
I think their family can sue you for, like,
so then it becomes,
damage.
Like, a civil suit?
So you're saying if you kill someone
but you
that doesn't
have
a family,
criminal charges.
You can kill someone, eat their face in
you
the
guys,
middle of the ocean.
I mostly know about bird law, so this is a little bit out of my jurisdiction.
Mm. Okay, so what if a bird kills another bird.
Oh, that's fine. See, what you're talking about now is animal law, and that's totally different than man law.
What about animal husbandry?
That is just raising farm animals, so.
Cool. Cool.
It's not what you think, Nick.
Not?
No.
Okay. Are we sure?
Yeah. Positive. Okay. What you're thinking is still illegal.
All right. Well, we'll have to agree or disagree. That's it for news. Let's go into some tips, if there are any. Well, there are some.
There aren't some tips.
Thanks, everybody, for tipping. If you want a tip, you got a tip. There you go. Our friend Ignacio Rojas, I like to say his name like that. Guys, Silent Voice comes out today in the U.S. Please, please go watch this movie. It's the most beautiful movie I've ever seen. You won't regret it. I'll keep saying it until you watch it. I believe it's an anime movie.
Yeah, it's the one where they like...
Rojas has been after us for a while on this. And Rojas, you're getting into dangerous territory with me right now because you've recommended it almost too much. And as you know, there always has to be an Italian person sitting in this chair that once you tell him to do something, he immediately says, I'm never going to do that.
He doesn't want
to
do it.
Never going to do it. So be careful.
I'm not super into a ton of
you're on thin ice with
animated movies.
We got a lot of half, like, Italians here, so.
Who else is half Italian?
He's half Italian. I'm half
Are you
Italian.
Half Italian? I don't know. You're half Italian?
I feel like Miller's probably some.
Well, I mean, like a quarter if you want to really
close
get
enough.
Into it.
I'll take it. You know, I'll take enough. It. There's not. The thing is, there's not enough Italians in my life. You could be Italian, too.
I'm
it's
not.
Yeah, you could be though.
We're raised right.
I'm just culturally Italian. Is that what it is?
You are culturally Italian. Well, okay. I mean, you like having fun?
This is true.
You clearly like to drink.
So sometimes, so with my family, I think that my mom forgets that we're not Italian because the degree to which my mother texts me and quotes and talks about The Godfather.
Good, okay.
Is like
obscene.
I thought
you were going to say your mom texts you like my mom texts me with zero punctuation and just anger.
Oh, no.
My brother and I sometimes read my mom's text messages to each other. I go over the phone, I'm like, I'm just going to read this to you, but we read it as like the Cookie Monster because that's how she types. God bless my mom, I love you. Joseph Faluco says, just paying my birthday tax. Love everything you boys and girls do. Keep up the great work.
Happy birthday.
DJ Kento has given us tips. Says, speaking of movie collections, use Movies Anywhere, and it lets you combine many of your iTunes, Vudu, Google, and Amazon movies from Warner Brothers, Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, Sony, and more, and it's free to do. Okay.
What is it called?
I don't really buy movies anymore.
Movies Anywhere. I don't know. DJ Kento says, why wouldn't you name the Geostorm podcast Ego Storm? Only makes sense with Nick as the host. Oh, snap.
No, that's the Greg Miller Geostorm.
Yeah, I don't know. Show you've been
DJ
watching,
Kento,
sir.
Is this your first time watching the show?
Jesus Christ. DJ Kento gave us another tip. It says, American Made is my top 10 for the year. Is in my top 10 for the year. It's going to kill on Netflix and iTunes in like 3 months. The whole thing is a blast. Had a great real aerial stunt, too. Feels like it's cut on Coke, too. Well, I mean, I want to see this movie. I'm surprised I haven't. I think we've just been too busy for the last 3 weeks. If I had a solid weekend of nothing to do, which, by the way, when you get married, you never have that, ever. Mm-hmm. You'll never have it again. Are you married yet?
No.
Well, then, enjoy your life. when you wake
we're
up,
we're gonna have a whole weekend
wake
of
up
nothing
tomorrow
to do.
And you can do nothing Chili. But whatever
which
the fuck
is exactly
you want.
What I have planned for this weekend.
That's so great.
Except for like cleaning my apartment.
That's so great.
Possibly watching thing, right?
Yeah, it's also no, CorgiCon got... this weekend.
What does that mean? You're gonna go to the beach and look at other people's dogs?
Fuck yeah.
Now, I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen an ugly corgi?
No, I don't think it's possible.
They don't exist. They don't exist. Kevin, try to find an ugly corgi. Panzer G2 says, Joey, Nick, happy pre-weekend to both of you. Please host together more. Great show so far. And this, he did this 11:40, so he's actually been pretty in it for a long time. He didn't just do it the first 5 minutes. Because normally people go, hey, great job so far, and then 30 minutes in, they're like, I was mistaken,
just
sir.
Just kidding.
You are an idiot.
I retract that.
Off the top of your head, please ramble off 3 Danny DeVito projects. Projects? Okay, well, there's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
There's Throw Mama from the Train, and there's Twins. There you go. Boom.
Damn.
You want to go deep on that? He was also in the show Taxi.
Oh, wow.
He was married to Rita Perlman from Cheers, and he was in Batman Returns, which is a highly underrated movie. Very underrated.
That was a lot more Danny DeVito things than I.
Danny DeVito's fucking awesome. Oh my god, that dog's cute. It's still cute, Kevin.
No, it's an ugly fucking dog.
It's got an ugly Christmas sweater on it, but it does look a little old. Oh, I mean,
it looks like it's seen some shit.
I gotta get a dog. Can you get a dog and just bring it?
No, I can't get a dog.
Oh man, my friend got a new kitten yesterday.
Yeah, I got really excited because I thought you got a kitten.
No, fuck that. We already have a cat.
Yeah, but he's kind of an asshole.
Holy shit, that thing was.
How can you? You gotta bring Porty in more.
Adorable. Yeah, bring Porty in.
Can you bring him in a day next
but
week?
But then I guess Jen would be all sad and alone.
Bring Jen in too. Bring Jen can come too. Right. Porty can bring Jen in. They can get the cat together.
Did you ever look into bits? Are we doing bits?
Looked into it. I was trying to find out like what the catch was, and so far I haven't found one.
Gary Wood is in the other room. He says we should do bits too.
We also just haven't had a chance to all talk and.
Monday bits are going to be working.
Perfect.
Prep your bits for Monday and make rain bits.
I'm excited about raining bits. I was gonna say, in my brain, raining bits is Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its just fall from the sky and they fall into my mouth.
Weren't you like
Ritz
right
bits and
Cheez-Its
are not the same.
The other day, why don't you just hit
Ritz
the button right
suck.
Now?
That way we'd
be able to. What?
Ritz bits suck.
Friday, we're hungover.
The little sandwich ones?
They're always too dry. You think they're gonna be good, but they're too dry. Go back and try them again.
Why is everybody hungover today?
Because we know how to party.
Because Thursday night is
a little bit less cool, Greg, know how to party.
It's true.
Oh, God, I was like, what does a little bit less cool, Greg, mean? But now it makes sense.
Next tip, Mr. Yasman300 says, Nick, have you heard that people are upset about the latest Star Trek Discovery episode because they dropped an F-bomb? I did read that, which is weird.
Why are people mad?
Oh, fuck.
It's on a streaming platform, so they can do whatever they want. Because I guess once you stream something, it's not governed by the laws of the FCC anymore, so it doesn't really matter. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Oh, because it's
not
network?
Yeah.
Wait, it isn't on network at all?
It's on, no.
CBS, right?
It's on CBS All Access right now.
Not on, like, actual...
I don't think it's on... I don't know if it's on actual TV. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
But Mr. Yasman says, it goes on to say, also, my U.S. friends say CBS All Access is not a good streaming platform. Here's the thing. I want to watch Star Trek Discovery. I've said this multiple times. If anyone knows how to VPN me into your Netflix... so that I can watch from Canada or Europe where it's way better, I would gladly watch Discovery on Netflix. Gladly. CBS. Gladly I would watch this show on Netflix.
You have Xfinity. You can just download the Xfinity app and watch it. No?
You can't get it. You have to have. They're pushing their stupid CBS All Access app. It's $5 a month for fucking Star Trek Discovery.
What? It just...
Now, granted, I know what you're asking, Kevin. Nick, in 2 months, when Star Trek Discovery is done, can you just get the CBS All Access, stream it for free trial, and then cancel it?
Yes.
And that might be what I intend to do.
Or you could just take D to Canada.
I could indeed.
That's the other one.
Canada sucks.
Does it?
Well, Canadians. Ugh.
Is that that's not a bad thing.
All right, well, it's just the only one you know is probably.
I know multiple Canadians.
Know
thank you very
Canadians
much.
Too.
Speaking of Canadians,
yeah.
I met CJ last night.
CJ Gibson?
Yes.
He's a very nice person.
He's super nice. Man. He showed me some old pictures from when you guys met each other.
Yeah. Boy, I had bad hair back then.
Yeah, your hair was, and you had like a weird beard thing going on, and Fran had long hair, and Tyroot doesn't even look like Tyroot.
Yeah, he's still good looking though. Elite Aries, one, has given us a tip, no comment. And I'm assuming Michael496 says, I just had the job call I've been waiting for, so I thought I'd share the good feelings with a tip. A chance to work for the feds is a dream. Holy shit, you're a fed
shit.
Now?
Oh shit!
Oh no,
we're
cop.
Gonna fuck with you.
We got cops in the audience, we got narcs watching, dog. You gotta be careful. Let's call tips for right
congratulations.
Now.
Hey,
congratulations,
Michael. Cool.
Maybe you just spilled coffee on myself.
Did you?
I'm a disaster.
Oh my god, Joey.
I know.
On the white shirt, too.
This is the Joey-ass thing to happen.
Oh, Joey,
today.
You're such a Joey-ass thing to do.
You mean drunk thing to happen?
Oh my gosh.
It's okay. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I think it's important that people show their appreciation for each other in our community.
Really?
Just
I
like
know how to do that.
I do know how to do that. You go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend and nominate someone for this next section we like to call PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. Just like Jared Romero at Romero Jared or House or Elohim. You can't have two. You're not a fucking hip hop artist. Stop having that many AKAs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't do that. One thing. You get one moniker. That's it. Shouting out Alex Van Aken. First off, I'm sorry I forgot to bring Alex Salami. Shame on me. Alex coordinated a meetup in Denver for the night of September 12th. It was my first time meeting other Kinda Funny best friends in person. I had a blast, but most importantly, it gave Shay Griffin a family. Shay moved here to Denver on nothing but a prayer, literally on September 12th, and he instantly had a built-in family of 9 from our meetup his first day in the city. Even though I'm shouting out Alex for creating this buildup from shit, family for Shay, I would like the KF best friends to give, Joey, stop highlighting it.
Oh, sorry.
I can't read what it's highlighted.
I can see that.
Well, unhighlight it. I'd like to give the Kinda Funny best friends to go give Shay some sweet nasty love on Twitter at Spider Shay and let him know we are all supporting him as he hits restart on his life and starts his new journey here in Denver.
That's really cool.
That is really cool.
If you are interested in setting up a meet and greet in your city so you can hang out with people, let me know and I can help you.
Hit up Joey.
Because I like seeing all those. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can hit me up on the Facebook group. You can hit me up in the forums. You can hit me up on Reddit.
There you go.
Wherever you would like to be, you can find me.
She's everywhere. She's like American Express. She's everywhere you want to be. Joey, we're going to go into the giveaway time right now. Of course, there's four. Each and every day, we reach in our little grab bag of game codes, and we throw them out to someone out there, one lucky person in the community. There are four ways you can get entered to win our giveaway every day. You can be in the Twitch chat, watch the show live with us every day, like so many of you are doing right now. Don't have to do anything, just be in the chat. Second way, if you want to amplify it, is you can be a subscriber. Of course, if you have Amazon Prime, you have one free Twitch Prime subscription. We'd like that to go to us. If not, give it to someone. Don't let it go to waste, because Amazon's just sitting up there laughing at you. Jeff Bezos is just like, ha, 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 ha. Like a villain at the end of a boss battle that you just lost. You know what I mean? Ha, ha, ha. Try it again. I just lost the battle in South Park for the first time last night, and I'm feeling pretty bad about myself. I don't know if I'm going to go back and play.
You should go back and play.
Nah. Of course, if either of those ways don't float your boat, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Back us. Subscribe to us for the $2 or above level, and you get entered to win, as well as all the early access to all of our amazing content, like Party Mode, Cooking with Greggy, all these great shows that we have coming out. You can be on the inside track. And it's only $2. $2. Of course, we're giving away two games today because we have two illustrious sponsors, the first of which is Dollar Shave Club. By now, everyone knows that Dollar Shave Club ships amazing razors for a few bucks. What you might not know is that Dollar Shave Club also has products for pretty much everything else you need in the bathroom. It's a big list. Body wash, shampoo, hair gel, lip balm, everything. Dollar Shave Club makes it easy and convenient for you to upgrade your shave and your bathroom. Just like their razors, everything is super high quality and leave you looking and feeling amazing. It was bolded, so I thought I'd read it like that. I thought I'd put a little spin on it, you know what I mean?
You gotta change it up, you know?
Dude, you know what I mean? Like, I love Dollar Shave Club, but the ad read, I gotta put my personal flair on, my little fidget spin on it. From premium ingredients to sophisticated scents, Dollar Shave Club is changing the game. For a limited time, Dollar Shave Club is basically giving away their starter set to new members for only $5. This starter set features their exclusive razor and 3 trial-sized versions of their most popular products that help you stay fresh and clean. In your first box, you will receive the shave butter, body wash, and 1 wipe Charlie's butt wipes. Now, I like what they call them butt wipes. They don't call them sanitary napkins. They don't have flushable things. It's butt wipes. Let's call these what they are.
They're wipes
that you wipe your butt with. Done. I'm into it, right? I like the efficiency of that. It's very good. It's very tasty. You will also receive their executive razor, which includes...
I would not have used that word to describe them.
...witty handle and a full cassette of cartridges. After their 5 minutes, keep reading, just pretend I didn't say it. For the first box, replacement cartridges sent only for a few bucks a month. This offer is exclusively available at dollarshaveclub.com/morning. That's dollarshaveclub.com/morning. If you have to shave anything, go to dollarshaveclub.com/morning. And get this exclusive offer. Dollar Shave Club's high-quality products will have you covered from face cheeks... the butt cheeks. There's no better time to try the club than right now. Get after it.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's your question?
Does Tim also steal all the Dollar Shave Club stuff?
Yes, he does. He steals everything. He steals everything.
I would like to not have to buy razors.
Well, to be fair,
I steal a lot of them from Tim.
Okay.
And it's really dope. I haven't bought a razor in a long time.
He does.
I'd like to get on that rotation.
Well, let's do that.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but Kevin's not naturally smooth from the neck down. He actually shaves all of his lower body.
I have chest hair.
Really?
He shaves all of it with the Dollar Shave Club products. He puts the shea butter all over his body, and then he just slides into bed like a penguin that's sliding across the ice. You know what I mean? He just gets deep into
Paula
that.
Paula fucking loves that.
Paula loves it. His wife loves it. His wife loves it. Oh my gosh, she's your wife.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
Now, Kevin, I've made some inappropriate comments about Paula in the past. My question is, is it, can I still do that as your wife, or is it more encouraged now that she's the wife?
I mean,
is it less encouraged or more encouraged?
I say a lot of awful shit about your wife.
It's true.
You know,
to be fair, you never say anything bad about my wife. You say how bad stuff about me in relation to my wife.
Yeah.
You're actually very, very, you're proper.
Well,
and
she's really
respectful
cool,
of my wife.
So I would never disrespect her.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Dee is one of those people that's just like, when we have the like, are you cool? Dee's one of the people that's just like, she's cool.
She artificially is that because she never comes out.
So she has this like aura about her.
But when she does,
serious cool aura.
When she does come out, like all the cool that you think she is,
she brings it.
This is real.
We made out pretty strong on the dance floor of your wedding.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. We were dancing. I was like, and then I went in for a kiss, and she totally made out with me.
She's like,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And then I grabbed a little squeeze, and then we bounced and went home and went to sleep because that's what married couples do. Nature Box is our next sponsor. Eating can be hard. Snacking can be even harder. Don't worry, we got you. Nature Box has over 100 snacks that taste good and are actually better for you. All snacks are made from high quality, simple ingredients, which means no artificial colors, no flavors, no sweeteners. No artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. I just read it how it's written. I'm trying to get a little crazy with it. So you can feel good about what you're eating. Gia's favorites are the white cheddar caramel popcorn and the salt and pepper lentil loops because she's Gia and that all checks out. Everyone, let's just stop this right now. Everyone tweeted Gia. I think it's, what is it, Gia Tap Harris?
Yeah.
Tell her to stop stealing the Nature Box snacks.
I tweeted at her yesterday and she didn't respond.
You guys, I don't think she steals them. I think that at one point Tim set it up for his house.
I told her to stop keeping them, to stop holding the snacks hostage.
Thievery.
I'm prepared to negotiate to get the snacks back in the office.
We'll give her an extra thing of Dr. Carver's butter shave butter, if she stops stealing our nature.
If she stops stealing it, then we will. I feel like we have to trade her for some like LaCroix or something.
We'll let
like that.
Kevin go over there once a week and do whatever Kevin wants to do.
Oh,
that seems like a
fair
trade.
That is not good.
Is that the opposite?
She will hoard all
they
of the snacks
for that. They
have a
lot of broken stuff.
You're sure to find your new snack obsession at Nature Box. That they add new snacks every month inspired by real customer feedback, the latest food trends, and professional chefs. It's so simple. Just go to naturebox.com, choose the snacks you want, and Nature Box will deliver them right to your door. And there's no risk. If you ever try a snack you don't like, don't eat it. Nature Box will replace it for free. Clearly, Nature Box does not know who they're messing with. I don't not eat things.
But
I don't like
something.
Like them? Nah, I still eat it.
Really?
I have this weird completionist thing in my brain where I'm like, well, I opened it. I need to
now I'm committed.
It. Yeah, it's not the snack's fault. I don't like it. It's my fault. So why am I penalizing the snack? You know? And right now, NatureBox is offering Kinda Funny Morning Show fans 50% off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/morning. That's naturebox.com/morning for 50% off your first order. naturebox.com/morning. Our two winners today, because there were two sponsors, you get two winners. Sarah Hollins, the Kinda Funny Patreon, has one observer on PS4. Congratulations.
Yay!
And our good friend, who keeps bothering us to watch this anime, Ignacio Rojas.
Oh, no, he doesn't deserve a prize.
From Twitch chat has won Vostok Inc. on PS4. I don't know what that game is, but it sounds like maybe, I don't know, it sounds intense.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, cool. Congratulations, Ignacio Rojas and Sarah Hollins. Two best friends who have won some great games. And now it's time to talk to you and engage with you, the audience. We're going to go in the old 3-3. We will take 3 questions, comments, and concerns from people. Spoilers, it's never just 3. And then we'll go to the chosen few and we'll talk to you. And then I will start my weekend early by going home and taking my pants off.
That sounds fun.
Be in my boxers, though.
Or we go to the movie, watch The Foreigner.
I don't want to watch The Foreigner.
Nobody was talking to you, Joey.
God. Oh my God. Falcon 128. Two says Nick's wife is an enigma. She's like Maris from Frasier.
Is that why you like the Frasier?
Don't ever tell her I said that. But there are a lot of odd similarities to my wife and Frasier. No, she's my wife's awesome. Nick, talk Led Zeppelin to me. It says Greedy Ears. You know, there's actually a Led Zeppelin documentary I've been meaning to watch that's on Amazon Prime. That I don't know how good it is. I don't know if they've actually made a good behind the music like documentary about Zeppelin, but obviously they're the greatest rock band ever to live. And so that's just how it goes.
Have you watched the Spielberg documentary yet?
Yes.
Oh, that's on my list.
It's
not long. That great.
Well, it's great because it's great to see, it's great to sort of like see behind the scenes and see where his emotions were and like what he wanted to accomplish with all those movies, because watching them, like going back and hearing him talk about it, I'm like, oh wow, there are all a lot of different hidden themes in there that I didn't realize, right?
Yeah.
For instance, he was estranged from his dad for a very long time because his parents had gotten a divorce and he blamed his dad. And so a lot of his earlier movies are about a boy growing up without a father, which I never really put two and two together on that. So it's very cool. It's also just great to see how all the behind the scenes stuff, all the footage of them when they were young. It's like him and Lucas and Scorsese hanging
out. That's so awesome. You know?
They have like spots with like him and Robert Zemeckis and all those things.
That's crazy.
It's very much a trip down nostalgia and memory lane. But then they get to some of the more, like, after Jurassic Park, I'm like, I don't really care about seeing how you made Minority Report or Bridge of Spies.
Dude,
like,
Minority Report was pretty sick.
It was cool, but I mean, like, it starts with him directing a scene in Bridge of Spies, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's much more fascinating to see, because when I was a kid, I was like, oh, Spielberg's the best filmmaker ever, right? But I didn't realize that the industry was very critical of him for just kind of making a Hollywood blockbuster product and not infusing it with actual, I guess, depth. Even though I would argue that a lot of his films do have depth to them.
Yeah.
A lot of critics said you're ruining movies because you made this blockbuster that's just this sheer facade of a movie that has nothing to it.
So interesting, because I never would have thought that of him. Like, when I think of someone that's like that just makes all these blockbusters, I think of someone like Michael Bay that's just like big summer things.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Bay obviously took it and said, hey, instead of having any story, let's just say fuck it and let's cast Mark Wahlberg.
But I guess maybe he wasn't really the industry hadn't evolved to that point, I guess, when
they were. No, but I mean, but you have to understand before, first off, they talk about Jaws and how Jaws was a kind of an indie horror film that ended up being a blockbuster.
Do you think it's horror?
Yeah, Jaws is definitely horror.
It's definitely horror.
Really? We had this discussion on Monday or Tuesday, where we were talking, because one of the trivia questions was, name the top 10 grossing supernatural horror movies. So then we started talking, like, what
was Jaws up there?
No, it wasn't top 10 grossing.
Oh, I mean, now, but yeah.
Well, and it's not supernatural either. It's a monster. Technically.
That's fair. Wow, that's a really fucking specific trivia question. Tell Marty he's got to back off the fucking...
It was me and Marty trying to figure it out with some other guy.
I know Mario does that, but he's getting a little too fucking...
No. But it was like all the Blair Witches, the Paranormal Activities,
right. I forgot about those. It's a fascinating documentary. It's cool to see what Jaws did for movies, because it was huge. I mean, I think at the time, I think it was the highest grossing movie ever.
My mom says that's the only movie she ever heard her father like scream at.
It's terrifying. And it's a really fascinating look at how you make something with very little resources.
Yeah.
Because originally they talked about they talk about the original script and how, I'm not telling people stuff they don't know, but how the shark was supposed to be featured a lot more prominently.
And just didn't work.
And because it didn't work, they had to figure out a way to shoot around it. And so like the barrels, for instance, that were like going around, when they shot with the barrel and the barrel was just like going around, that was because they couldn't show the fucking shark.
Yeah.
They originally intended to see the shark, but it just wasn't working. And so it added, Spielberg embraced that and then brought in the musical themes that were very minimalist. And that whole thing just added to the suspense and the tension of it. Mm. And it ended up being an awesome movie. And then from there, of course, he goes on to do Close Encounters. He goes on to do E.T. and all these movies. And then
E.T. always freaked me out.
And then apparently he did 1941, which started to tank his career.
Yeah.
And then his boy Lucas called him and said, yo, you got to come back and help me direct this thing called Indiana Jones. It's going to be a cool movie. And boom, that's it. Back in the saddle. Anyway, watch it. It's pretty cool. It's a good documentary. A little too long, though. It's called Spielberg. It's on HBO. Nick, we know your opinion on Mark Wahlberg as a person, but what do you think of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch? I don't have an opinion on Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I was never really a fan. I couldn't name one song. Don't know. To be fair, I give Mark Wahlberg a lot of shit. I love Mark Wahlberg. I think it's hilarious. I just think he's so easy to make fun of. He's low-hanging fruit.
Oh,
let's just put it that way.
100%.
But I love it. Like, Mark Wahlberg, a lot of people don't realize this, but is a fucking powerhouse in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's given us Entourage and now Ballers.
This is true.
Stop and think about that for a second. What did you do today? Because Mark Wahlberg got up and probably shit out another episode of Ballers, and I'm gonna enjoy that. I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna embrace it.
Ballers?
He's an executive producer.
Greedy
him and Peter Berg are like boys, And Peter Berg, you know, because he's in Ballers. He was in, he directed Ballers.
I want to start Ballers, because I liked Entourage.
So good. And they just started producing these shows together. Entourage, by the way, if you don't know, is about Mark Wahlberg. It's semi-autobiographical about when he and his boys came from back east and he became a big star. And so that's why it's so funny. And Mark Wahlberg's in it himself, and he's so fucking funny in it. It's ridiculous. I love it because I feel like he's got a decent sense of humor about himself.
Yeah, he doesn't take himself too seriously.
No, I mean...
He kind of understands.
He kind of gets it. If I could hang out with Mark Wahlberg one day, I would. If there's one thing I could tell Mark Wahlberg, it would be like, hey, you're cool. That's what I would say to him. I'd be like, Mark Wahlberg... We cool.
We cool.
We cool.
We cool.
I think he would appreciate that. Push Level L says Mark Wahlberg produced Boardwalk Empire with Martin Scorsese. I did not know that either, but that's cool.
Top and GD Love says, Joey, why have you ruined my life? 68 hours deep into Stardew Valley. Sorry, not sorry.
Richard Draken says, Nick and Joey, I got my Doberman a taco costume for Halloween. He loves it. First off, Pixar didn't happen.
Thank you.
So
it didn't happen.
I don't know what you're doing right now, but I know you have a pic of this dog on your phone. Tweet it at @Nick_Scarpino and @Joey Noel. That's what you want, right?
Yeah.
And we'll be the judge of how cute this dog is. Also, if you do that, I'll tweet at you a picture of my nephew from when he was really young wearing a shark costume.
Oh, it's so cute.
And it's a cute
little Boston?
Yeah, he's a little Boston. And boy, he hates that costume.
So when you say you don't mean a human.
I don't have, no one in my family has procreated yet. I'm forced to call my dogs nephews.
Greedy
and one day I'll have a dog, it'll be my child.
Joey said my name randomly, because I saw your question about asking what E.T. stood for, but then I saw someone in the chat also had answered it, but it stands for extraterrestrial.
Is that a good question?
I don't know.
But people haven't seen that. No, who uses E.T. anymore? You know?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I feel like, I don't know.
I actually don't. E.T. always freaked me out as a kid. The like really scary scene where like the house is tented and they're coming in with all the masks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
it's so scary.
Dude, my wife will not watch that movie anymore. She was like, she said when he was like dying, she's like, I cried so hard when I was a kid that she's like, I just can't watch it. She wouldn't even watch the scenes of it in the documentary when we're watching.
Really?
It. Yeah.
It's so sad.
That's wild. I know.
I put it into subscribers only mode.
I did
BT dubs.
Oh, did you do it already?
Yeah.
I did it also. High five.
We
will now talk to the chosen few, the few of you who have chosen to be subscribers to this channel. We call the chosen few. We also call you the golden children, and we call you Kid Awesome. You can just go around calling each other Kid Awesome because you subscribed.
Like
Arvel Cyanide says, Nick, you could Skype with non-US best friends and try screencasting and the desktop while watching Star Trek on Netflix here. I feel like that might be a step too far. I don't really care that much.
That's a lot. That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, I feel like I'll just wait. Eventually they'll give up or whatever. It'll roll into a different platform and I'll watch it when it comes on there.
Crooner 500 said, what happened to Master and Commander viewing? I haven't had time to do it this week.
I think you'd like this movie.
17 hours long though.
It's only 2.5 hours long. It's not that long. It's just a really cool movie. It's just about this friendship that these guys have on this boat. And then they're hunting down this phantom ship the entire time. It's fucking cool.
I'm still going to watch it.
I'm sad. I think they were going to make more of them, but they just didn't work out. Yeah, but it's about the exploration. It's about that time period. It's about them, like, I don't know, Paul Bettany's character is trying to, like, steal animals from different species and, like, or, like, from different areas and bring them back.
What the fuck is going on?
What are you talking about?
It's 10 past noon. You told me there was no news on this show.
I apologize.
No, we just started talking about stuff.
We're just riffing, man.
Geostorm is coming out today. It's a very exciting day.
Oh, my God. The storm chasers are at it again.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take one more comment, and then we'll wrap this up. The Indie Boy says, Nick, have you seen the Andy and Jim trailer about Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman, Man on the Moon, featuring Danny DeVito? It looks amazing and going to be on Netflix.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a documentary about when Jim Carrey played Andy Kaufman in a movie that didn't really do that well. No, I haven't, but I'll check it out. And last comment, unisex comedian says, Master and Commander is a fantastic film. It's true.
Okay.
Joey, thank you for joining me today on this
fine
Friday.
Thank you for letting me
join you. Enjoy
your
weekend. Maybe we'll get together and see each other again tomorrow for a Geostorm viewing.
Hells yeah.
Probably be pretty good. We might want to get our tickets now because I have a feeling that theater is not going to be sold
gonna
out.
It's going to be packed.
Packed, sir.
We're going to have to wait in line for hours.
Everyone that's watching live, thank you for joining us. Everyone that's watching on YouTube, please make sure to hit that subscribe button, like this video, and share it with your friend Bob. You got a friend Bob? Tell him I was talking to him. Tell him at some point in the episode, don't tell him it was the end, tell him at some point we talked about him. And we said he's a pretty okay guy. Everyone, enjoy your weekend. Be safe, have fun, and be excellent to each other. I love you. I'll see you on Monday morning.
Bye.